That sucks.
No, but I am genuinely curious because. I genuinely am curious because I feel like.
The question is, what like would?
And I guess it's not even. What was it like? It's not only for.
What would I do if I was in a
long distance? It's not only for long distance, but what did somebody say? What did you say? It was like you gotta be or y'all want to be in love with each other, do all this, take each other on dates and all that and all this.
No, y'all take it to the extreme sometimes. Say you love us. Like, say you love us. You want to be with us. You want to marry us. You want to do all this stuff. But then you can go out and you can stop talking to me any day or go out and be like, I'm doing shit. Or, like, what are you talking about?
What if I like that solitude? That's what I'm saying. Like, what if I want to spend every day with you, whatever.
That's not an issue.
But I want to go fucking 3 days and I just want to just fucking do what I want to do.
That's not an issue. I've dealt with men who have told me straight up, like,
you
cool? No. I wasn't, because at the end of the day, if you're honest with me, you're like, you're hella cool.
Yeah,
I vibe with you.
Like, thank you.
No, I'm not. I fucked with a guy for, I don't know, 3 years now, who has told me that, and because I like hanging out with you, I'm okay with what it is. Like, if this is what it's gonna be, yeah, I'm gonna be annoyed. I might be like, do X, Y, and Z. But I'm not gonna bitch to him about it and be like, you don't love me. I just wanna be with you.
I feel like you like a particular person, and at the end of the day, they want what they want, and it's not what you want. You have to just understand that sometimes, like, you're not gonna get everything you want. Mm-hmm. And if you really care about this person, that's what there's some things you're gonna have to sacrifice. But that's why I'd be saying it's the person's choice.
Literally, like, that's your decision to make.
But at the same time, but at the same time, being a woman, when you're hanging out with someone every single day, and then all of a sudden just being like, okay, I need a break, it's kind of just be like, okay. And then when you're on this break, how are you taking this break? You know what I'm saying?
I'm not even saying I'm going to be thinking in my head. But it's like, damn, you know, if I just fucking hung out with you, like, every second of the day, what I'm doing, like, this and that, good night, like, yo,
I get it.
I'm grown. Like, I have a whole life. But like, I have a whole life to live.
And in that situation too, like, it's a lose-lose. Because if you're honest with her and say, like, yo, I just need a break, then, like she just said, then they start overthinking.
Literally.
Why do you guys say break?
What does that mean?
That's why I said not a break. But just something where it's like, yo, like, it don't even got to be nothing crazy. If I just don't, you know, text you good morning, I shouldn't be hearing back.
That's true.
Why didn't you take a good morning?
But I think personally, the women that y'all deal with, this a lot, they not easy enough. Like, the stuff the fact that they sit at home and just wait for you and be like,
and watch, like, they, like,
ring. Like, I
that
I don't mess with no woman that's not busy.
I don't mess with no woman that don't work. Like, if a man texts me, it's probably going, like, a man texts me this morning, I didn't respond, it's been 8 hours.
Yeah.
Because I just, like, I'm not in no rush to be responding.
Well, that's not
true, man.
You can still be busy. No, you can still fuck with them and just be like, I'm not going to respond to them right now.
No, that's
okay, like, there's certain men, I will say, that I've dealt with.
For a good morning text.
And, like, there's something about certain men.
You're in a relationship.
Yeah.
You can, even without it, like, just text me good morning. We don't got to talk for the whole day. As long as you, I feel like, acknowledge my presence, or you made it known that you want to talk to me in the morning, like,
I feel like that's, like, even if we're not so together, high school and so, like, middle school.
As,
like,
I'm saying,
if anything, maybe send me a coffee. Like, I don't know. Like, you just don't have to wake up. Like, as soon as you wake up, like, we should
off the wake up. Off the wake up. Off the wake up.
But it doesn't have to be like
that's what I'm saying. Off the wake up is like,
you want to text me, like, oh, like, here's some money for some coffee, or, like,
it don't gotta be about that
during your day.
But that's what she's saying. Morning, women, stuff like that. Because some women are very, they need all that. Some women don't need all that.
Like you're saying too, it doesn't have to be right when you wake up. Like, it can be like, it's 1 o'clock.
Some women wake up and they're like, oh my god,
like, chill.
Where's Wes doing?
But that's what I'm saying. Me, y'all don't understand the dynamic of a man, though. That's what I'm saying. Y'all really don't, because y'all don't understand the fact that we can go all day. For instance, I woke up here and I'm still here. Like, I went places and I came right back here. So it's like, I can just do that and we can chill all day. We can be up till 2 a.m. in the morning, and I'm, like, not even thinking about making sure that I send a good night text just to make sure, like, if I send it at 2 a.m., then it shouldn't be a problem.
That's true,
It shouldn't
also
be a, oh, da-da-da-da. Why didn't you tell me goodnight? Why didn't you tell me this? Why didn't you tell me that? I told you I'm with my boys. I'm hanging out with Ross. I'm, you know, we just doing our thing. We got a podcast today. Like, whatever. And then that should be it. Whether I text you after the podcast.
But I also just feel like it's the type of guy, too. One, I wouldn't trust you. Two.
I feel like some men are, like, addicting in a way. Yes. And sometimes when they, finally go, like, and do, like, be their own person outside of you, it kind of gets you, like...
I want to do things that I want to do too. Like, I just told David, I don't want a man who all up on me on my ass every day. Like, I want to be able to go do things by myself too. Like, but when it comes down to, like, you know, it's a late night, we all hanging out, of course I want to be up under you. Where you at? Like, it's 3 a.m. Where you at? Like, but if it's a regular Monday, I'm glad to stay home. Like,
I know this is me. Good, it's about what I want. Like, right now, if I'm like, I want to be in this man's presence right now, and they tell me, oh, I'm with the boys. Bro, fuck you. It just be what I want. And half the time, it really don't even be about, like, y'all, what the fuck y'all doing. But sometimes I won't care. Like, oh, you with the boys? Oh, I don't care, because I don't need nothing right now. But when I need something right now, it'd be like, nigga, what are you doing? Like, I need it now. Like, what are you talking about?
Like,
you're with the boys.
All I'm saying is, though, is that's, like, that's extremely, I just feel like, I think that's kind of manipulative a little bit.
It is. I didn't say it was a good thing.
And like, that's what kind of, that's what really irritates me is because, like, how am I supposed, how? How am I supposed?
You had a girl and it'd be, you had her just one time at the month, the whole time you just want some pussy. That's not manipulative too?
How?
You only hit her up for some pussy.
How is that not? How is that?
But then the girl made a choice.
No, they be treating you wrong.
Exactly.
Like, oh, yeah. Yeah. I want the girl and I can't come tonight. I can come around. You're about to fuck this bitch. I'm about to
literally. Ain't talking to her in a month. How is that manipulative, though?
It's the same way that you just said it to her.
No, because she's saying that she's going to get mad because it's about what she wants. I'm not going to get mad.
This is you're denying me something I want. So exactly. Like,
if you deny me something that I want, I'm going to be like, oh, it's all good. And like you just said, I'm going to text somebody else.
Well.
Okay, but that's even women though.
When we get like, I get that. Like, that's cool. Like, if I wanna slide, you like, nah, I'm sleepy. I don't wanna do that. Blah blah. Blah. Cool.
Following on that, you say you're sleepy. Like, do you ever get tired of like having sex? Like, have you? I don't know.
They don't.
You had a girlfriend or like
tired? You said.
Just like, let me finish. I don't know if you had a girlfriend or like someone you're consistently with. I don't know if you have either. But like,
you're like crazy.
Girlfriend, whatever.
No, I'm saying,
even
like,
if you guys, like, do you get annoyed when you're having sex every day?
I don't have sex every day. I can't have sex every day.
Yeah.
Can't relate, but I wouldn't get tired of it.
I would get tired of.
No, but
there are some days. There are some days for sure where you like, yo, I am not feeling it. Like, I want to just chill,
bro.
Put my feet
up. I swear, I went like 5 foot straight. Like, now I'm like, please don't touch me.
That's bananas. 7? Like, no, there's no way.
I'm like literally like, get out of my face.
Type not even if it's just.
Like, it'd be like that when like.
I can't.
But that's just me though.
Not every day.
I'm only like that when I feel like you're not doing other
you're
things.
You're a monster.
Nah. Like, I'm a good 5 times a week.
Yeah, that's okay. What it would be.
That's
like,
still a lot for me.
But, like, if that's my girl and we always together, I feel like that's just going to happen.
No, that and that's... If like, you guys are always together, then I understand.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
if you guys, like, live together, then I would understand it more so.
Yeah.
I really be needing my alone, like, just... Go in my room, play video games.
I'm not gonna
like,
lie though.
Sit there, watch the game.
I really enjoy people's company though. Like I could actually like kick it with somebody all the time.
Easy.
You're a people person.
Cancer.
So. Easy.
Like I don't like all the cancer stuff. Like that doesn't apply.
Yeah.
Like when people are always and it's always like, what's your sign? Oh, so you're emotional? Oh, so you and it's like no.
But cancer's
like none of that expresses who I am.
No, but they're not emotional.
But they're not.
The
they don't show the emotion. No. They're just like mentally emotional.
They're not emotional and like the way like Leos are like emotional crybaby. Like they're not.
Not
my cousin.
Girl center,
but
they give
privacy. No, on the long distance thing of what you said, the question you asked was, if y'all two are long distance, how do you keep? What'd you say? How do you keep the flame still there? Basically, what were you saying?
I can answer this.
Go ahead.
It's all about communication.
Yeah.
Like literally, like this is gonna sound so corny. Obviously, you guys can't touch or anything. So like, At this point, like, all you can really do is learn about each other even more. Right?
Yeah.
Like, mentally, you know, like,
yeah.
Learn, like, how do you like to do this? Like, not of sex, course. Not sex, but, like, just, like, how
what
do you like.
About this?
Yeah, of
like,
course.
And it's
of
good,
course.
Like, I think honestly, I feel like that's why me and what's it called stay together so long, because, like, we had, like, a good, like, emotional and like mental. We can always have conversations.
Yeah,
we never were worried
about it. But I'm saying, what about when, like, when it gets tough? When, you know, y'all both got your own lives, so, you know, you working every day, you working out, you doing this, doing that, just active.
It and depends. It's like, that's you don't you, got, you that person
as,
or no.
You say you don't want them to wake up morning, say good morning, wake up at night, it's a commitment. Like,
yeah.
You have to text them good night. You have to say good morning if it's long.
I do think that. I do think that long distance.
That's what they all, you have to understand, like, especially as a girl, if I was in a whole other state, and my name was in a whole other state, and like.
Like, you're like together. Like, this isn't like a fling.
Yeah, and it's just like, I'm not saying right when you get to say something to me, but it's like, hey, babe, I just gotta work. Like, some shit, like, you just have, like, you have to be thinking about me in a whole different world that's not here. That makes sense.
Yeah, what if I just don't, like, want to talk?
But, like, though. But you should be wanting to. You should.
What do you mean I should
But
be
we're 3,000 miles away. We see each other every couple of
months.
So what do you mean I should be? Like, what if we text all day?
Yeah, you shouldn't go.
As soon as I get off work. No, not days without talking, but I text all day.
Without talking.
I shouldn't go what?
A day without talking.
No, I'm not saying going a day without talking. Okay. I'm saying we're talking all fucking day, and I'm doing something to where I don't even text good night.
So do you text and be like, hey, I'm out with my boys, I'll text you later. You feel that?
Or I'll say I'm going to my boys, or I was at my boys,
and then you
or like
stop,
whatever.
And then you just
yeah,
stop.
And I hate that and too. Like, stop. Why do you have to stop communicating? Just because it's like, I'm with my friends. My phone automatically just doesn't work.
Yeah. It's not that it doesn't work,
and they
but it's
still
like
be on their
shit.
Phone.
Yeah.
Kind of just be like, you
why
don't
do I
want to
hear
me?
That?
And you
we can
say
just
that,
watch
though,
the game and not care about
talk.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to watch the game. What do we do today? We just watch the game.
Do you
that's
communicate
it. That? No
you
texting, none of that. Like, I'm not.
I will
on my phone.
Say,
like,
I will say now, like, my guy time means way more to me, now.
Bruh.
Like, because I feel like having this experience that I had this past year totally changed the way that I look at, like, quality time. Like, I was already a quality time before. Like, everybody that knows me knows, like, if I rock with you, then I want to be around you. Like,
every time.
I just had, JG just stayed at my crib. Like, I think he went home, like, twice since I've been here. You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's, like, my boy. Same thing with Lit. Like, when we're out here, like, we're always together. So it's, like, I feel like my guy time means way more to me now because I know how it feels to be completely isolated and, like, not talk to humans for days at a time. So it's, like, now when I come.
Did you go to prison?
No,
but I will say that's what I hate about women though, because women, I will say, like, I wish we were more like y'all on like being able to separate it easier.
But y'all are women.
I mean, you can still.
We can.
Y'all can't
but, like,
stand each other.
Let's y'all don't have the mental, emotional.
I'm talking about just in general. All friends, all women friends, just have a little.
I just told
Davia,
I'm not a girlfriend like that. I would rather have boyfriends.
Yeah,
literally. Yeah, me
and
too.
I feel like at this point, that's what every girl says. Like, I can't be around her all the time.
No,
like,
I can be around, but yeah, I just think that, like, even with like me and
way more better. I feel like with niggas, just like I am. Like,
just even with
Davia,
I'd be like, low key, I'd
never hang out.
You're on my fucking nerves right now, like, and I'm getting on her. So I'd be
like, that's what I'm saying.
I feel like me and Ross.
But when we think that about y'all, then what? Like, if you.
Like,
you get on her nerves.
I said, I don't ever be like Ross getting on my nerves. Like, ever.
But if you can get
Ross,
on her nerves, what makes you think that you won't get on my nerves?
Girls are more
Kalina's
got on my nerves. It's literally just that person they are. It's Ross has this personality. Was like, you can't even be mad.
Yeah, I've never had an argument with Ross. I can argue with
you. You cannot, you said.
You can be mad.
No,
I said,
you can?
I said, I haven't been.
Oh.
But I said, you
like,
def-
can't.
No, I don't put getting mad at either of them. Like, I know that I can get mad at any man if they do something. But, like, it just hasn't
look
got to that.
Look at it.
Look at it.
Even Khalid,
I can get mad at any man.
I can
get mad at any man.
Like, me and Khalid got into it. Like, I was
like,
but I feel like, you know?
Like, what you do, like, that's what I'm saying. And that's just how, literally,
like,
literally,
I see Kyrie, but you're instantly makes me annoyed.
I feel
okay,
like it's just
that's
a lot of
different.
People like,
now we're talking about something totally different.
I think
totally
more of a person, like, not because he's a boy.
You wouldn't really
more,
say that,
like,
you and Kyrie are really friends
is.
Anyway.
I wouldn't say we're not, but I wouldn't say we are. But it's just like when his presence comes on, he's just this negative human being. That
y'all get into it every time.
I only have a video
argument. They got into it super bad and the other day. Like, I don't know
her too. Like, he just want to be like.
Like,
that's
Kyrie.
That's kind of Kyrie.
Yeah,
I don't know women.
But.
But I'd rather be around no one. Like, I'd rather
one
be in my
thing
house.
I will say, too, like, get back
okay,
on
but
the,
when I say that, don't. I'd rather just be in my house.
Like, you can still have your woman over. I still have my man over. But, like, you can leave.
Or what if I just want to be dolo?
Be dolo.
Okay.
I'm gonna
be with my
I said, I also feel like the distance apart is really nice too. Like, when I see nobody in a week, like, I feel like it's a lot. It's
all that build up.
Like,
that's what I'm saying. All that build up.
Seeing you every day.
Oh,
like,
yeah,
if I don't see you until Friday, like, I feel like that's okay. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
I don't need to see you every day.
I just feel like it's how you communicate. If you don't communicate right, you can't expect the person to just fall in line when you don't communicate right. That's.
I also think that with
that.
Everyone else
that.
Like your partner knows, especially if your partner has been dealing with you for X amount of years, your partner knows who you are.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't be expecting stuff that wasn't going on.
Facts.
You know who this man is.
Facts.
Yeah.
And he's never done it before, so you can't ask for him to do it now.
Facts.
Like, you know who he is. Like, but that's where you have to be like,
girls be,
I mean, it is what it is. Like,
and that's why you can't play into a girl. Sometimes you just literally don't have to arguing. Don't even argue. Be like,
yeah.
And that'd be my biggest thing when communicating. It's like, okay, like,
I
hate
arguing.
Talk about communicating, like, you have to actually be able to articulate yourself.
Yeah.
Like, don't get mad at me because I'm not reading your mind, and then go silent and be like, you just don't get it. Well, obviously, I don't get it because you're not even able to articulate what you're feeling, what you're upset at. I can't change or I can't fix it, like, if you don't tell me what's really going on.
I will say, sometimes that shit is a lot harder to do when, like, you're looking at somebody who you really, really care about, and they sit up there looking at you like an idiot. Like, they don't know nothing was going
on,
or why you feel the way that you feel.
Or they got
a
blank stare.
That stuff, is annoying.
Literally.
I'm sitting there, I'm, like, emotional, and I'm telling you, like, X, Y, and Z, you look at me like, whoa, like, I mean, like, I should stalk you in your
face. I'm crying.
Right now.
I'm doing
but
this.
But I'm so
just
irritated.
Like,
okay,
but
that,
I'm willing
exactly.
to be like, whatever, like, conversation over. Like, I don't want to talk about it.
And that's all
name.
I was going to say, too, though. You guys will bottle stuff up for so long, and then by the time you actually bring it to the table, you're so emotional and so worked up. Girl, I'm like five days behind you in terms of like badness and like you know what I'm saying? Like,
I go to
they'll
sleep
bottle
and
it up.
Washed away.
That's what I'm saying. They'll bottle it up and like wait
for
it.
A safe time to bring that up. Like, sometimes you be thinking like, it's just not safe right now to bring that up. Or you still be irritated
but
about
honestly,
it. So
I don't
you want to
talk about
calm
it.
Down.
Yeah.
I hate
like,
when men like try to force you to talk about it in that room.
Yeah.
Like, give me a second.
Or it's not that deep. It's really not that deep. I just peeped it. It's just not that deep. I just beeped it, and then like you do some like extra
you like
shit.
Later make me
yeah, and then be like, okay, well you did this instead, not just me, I've been this, and then it'd be like
I wasn't gonna say anything
fine.
Actually.
Yeah,
I'm gonna do that.
But since
let me tell you about everything
shit,
else.
I'm also just say it.
Yeah,
that sounds about right.
I hate when men try to make you talk about stuff right away. Like, I feel like, can I get a day to think about it? Because honestly,
when
I say that,
they
want to
leave.
Something.
They just want to leave. Yeah. They don't want to talk about it.
Literally.
Yeah. For me, I just don't be like. For me, it's deeper than that, though. For me, like, it's like, okay, when you want to bring something to the table or you obviously have an attitude or, you know what I'm saying, like, or if you're really upset, if it's somebody I really care about, I just don't want to leave it unresolved or leave quote-unquote beefing just because, like, we all know at this point, like, life is just too short. Mm-hmm. And I truly do feel like that. Like, I never want to leave something unresolved because...
I think that a lot, Ross.
Like,
that's
yeah, because, like, you cannot
I
wake
hate
up tomorrow.
Arguing with people. Certain people.
Like, and I've had, like, friends pass away.
Like, I don't know.
That's
what
the argument
for
people, and then, like,
for real
I just forgive them after. Usually, I just forgive them after. I never really, like,
but
it takes me a while to cut somebody off.
You,
what?
Like, it's funny because I don't want you to take it, like, to offense. So as long as we start, I'm not, I know I gotta word my words right with you. Not that you, like, start stuff, but you start stuff, and then somebody would tell you about it, you'd be like, whoa, like, I was just telling you, like, why are you getting mad? Like,
I'm not
whoa.
To be mean, but, like,
no, literally.
But, like, I wasn't being mean.
No, literally. I
was
mean,
just saying.
Like, why are you getting loud?
Gaslighter. That's like women. All women are gaslighters.
No,
but all my sisters are also grudge holders. I will be honest about
I'm
that.
I'm a big grudge holder.
No,
grudge
I'm
holder.
Not a grudge holder.
You're really? A grudge holder, Xavier.
I'm not a grudge holder. I forgive everyone. Every time they do something to piss me off, I'm back cool, back
well,
regular.
You're not.
Like,
yeah,
what?
Saying,
not right away.
You
that's
are,
okay.
But, like,
you'll literally
not.
Sit
I'm
on that. Bro, there's times where literally,
like, honestly,
me and you would get into it, and you'll just walk around the house slamming stuff and...
Because it's like, I'm
silent.
Okay, if we're talking
same
about like,
y'all
no,
too,
no, no,
same
no,
with
no, no,
Cammy,
no.
Like, all y'all be doing.
You, as a man,
a
I know
time.
You really don't give a fuck. So it kind of just
do you
be
mean,
like.
I don't give a fuck.
And honestly, Z's always the one that makes up the
behavior. Yeah, I do.
See, look at you. I believe.
I do that with you too. I do that with everybody. That's where my.
I'm never as mad as you are. So no, you're not. Whenever it's me, I just be like,
I don't care too much. I just don't care.
You don't care. Because I'll vocally tell you something hurt my feelings, and you'll just sit in my face and just be like, well. You'll sit there and do that and just be like, then I won't, I have to, like, what can I do to make you understand or feel how I feel or even to get how I'm feeling? And it just, I have to ignore you because if I go back cool talking, back like nothing happened, it's like nothing's going to change. And that's what,
I've done that to you before. Yeah. You didn't change anything.
What are you talking about?
The five.
What are you talking about?
The five.
What five?
I was always, no, it was always nice. I just stopped talking to you. We didn't talk for like what the last five? Couple of months, the pod. The last couple of months, like, I'm dead ass.
We
have not been hanging out.
They've
just been
intimidated. Yeah, it was. But I've been. Yeah. Oh, last time. But that's when we had that whole crying part.
Yeah, but it just like got resolved too. Like with that and like honestly, like I think.
But I communicate. You don't.
But because it's like I'm not about to keep telling you what you already know.
But you don't tell me anything. That's what I'm saying.
You get to the pod and I'll be like.
I tell you.
No, you get to the pod. You're like, what's wrong? I'm like, well, you're late. You're an hour. You're actually an hour too late. Then you come here, eat your food, and then we're gonna start. And then you're like. And then I'd be like, okay.
And then I'd be like, so did you post Motivational Mondays on like our thing? And then did you do the clip? And then did you, see? But that's what I'd be talking about. Like,
but it's
you
like, can't but just that, talk but
about
then,
me. But and then I don't say anything to you about stuff. You choose to say something to me about stuff. And then when I feel like we both be slacking. So when you want to sit there and point fingers at me, and then I feel like I have to. And I hate that I do that, but I just have to be like, girl, well, you didn't do this. Because I don't say that stuff. I don't bother you and be like, you didn't do this. I'm not your mom.
If it's and good, you didn't it's do the this. Way that she said it. You should be like, I've been coming out nice.
I told you.
Her tone is terrible.
You come out.
Literally, the other day she said, are you trying to press me? And that's the thing.
No,
I could read the message. I didn't press you. I asked you.
She's like, girl, I just want to know. They were telling me this, this, and that. So I want to know what happened.
I know. I literally sent you a voice message, and I was having a funny voice, and you said I was pressing you, and I was like, girl. If you're looking to get pressed, you're going to think it's getting pressed. Why would I press you with my friend?
Y'all just handle it right now.
That.
Shut up.
They're on cam.
But that's why I call her. That's the thing, though. She'll do that, and I'll call her, and I'll be like, what's the problem, girl? Like, look, it's over, because I'm not about to see her have beef with you.
One thing I will say, the last issue that me and Xavier recently had at that Waffle House, that was, the text that she sent me was honestly the first time I felt like I felt like where she was genuinely, like, accountable. And not in that way, but, like, was really, like, low-key, I was tweaking that night. Like, I do apologize. Because usually Xavier will have a debate with me about it. Like, I wasn't doing that. I mean, I was doing some of it, but, like, not all of it. Like, she'll be like...
Sometimes y'all drag it, and I feel like that's not my character, so I can't admit to certain things that are just that aren't my character. Sometimes, it's like you want to sit here and say,
yes,
you can have someone. You can sit, but I was like, y'all sit there and just tell me things that I do, and it just be like. Y'all don't do stuff all day.
At that point, I'm not doing it. You are. So we're having
this discussion.
I take accountability.
Not even women. Everybody. But you specifically.
You never apologize.
I've
never. Shut up. It's what Aquarius is. Aquarius is. They're never the issue. They're never the issue.
What do I apologize? What have I not apologized for?
But what has happened that I just needed to apologize? Like recently, like you publicly like be embarrassing me all the time, like
publicly.
The last thing that happened, you pointing
across his eyes.
She literally hit me.
I didn't.
So I'm just
this
doing
is hitting him when he that's went what like you this did, to David? Me. You literally went like this to me and started screaming at me in front of a whole fucking store opening. No, what are you talking about?
And that's what you
and you're talking about you gonna pop me. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Yes, you did. He's lying.
She was talking crazy. So crazy, and I cannot stand when
was
people
I
talk
crazy
to me because
you
know better.
Crazy,
you know that I don't like
not.
When people talk
what
crazy.
What I will say, what
that's
I will
one thing
say,
that I really
say,
stand on
I, okay,
is respect.
So when you did say that, I knew that you were joking, but I also was looking at you when you said that. Like, so I knew that you were joking, but I don't personally think Holly was looking at you.
Cause I wasn't.
Because you did smile. You was like, no one asked you that. Like,
but she didn't say no. Because the way that she said, you know, like,
someone was talking
nobody
about
even asked
something.
You. And I was like,
I didn't. I was genuinely asking, like, did someone ask you to
but
take her
home? But she said it in no. But Xavier, you have to admit, you do say it in
every
your
time.
Tone. Like,
I know exactly how she said it. 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 Because that's
what she does. So I can see why Holly is not looking at you.
That's the only time that I ever get on you is when you talk to me crazy. That's literally the only time I ever
done. And I can see how Colin took it in that way, not looking at you, not seeing you. You just said it in your tone. Like,
that's
not,
the only thing.
You
may have good
intention.
It is the tone.
Exactly. And then Colin.
No. She meant it that way. No, but no, I did.
Because you flipped
as soon
out
as you do
store.
It, as soon as you do, I'm up. As soon as you do that, I'm up. Because I tell you about that every time. Every single time. It's only the only thing I say. The only time I say something to you is when you talk to me. Like, don't talk to me crazy. Kai doesn't talk to me crazy. Nobody else talks to me crazy.
But we hang out a lot. I think it's because we
but
have.
But still, though,
no.
She still. I hang
you
with Kai
all the time.
Now.
All
the time.
So
no,
just, I'm not about
no.
to hear
what
people
thought. That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying like, is, when I come to you, I'm never saying anything like that. And I do come to you and not necessarily apologize.
No, you don't.
I'm
you never
like,
come to me. You just try to act like everything's fine, everything's cool when it's not. And I'm not going to sit here and keep trying to be cool when we haven't talked about what we're supposed to be talking about. Because then we talk about stuff. That's when we talked about how you speak to me in people, speak to me in public, and then you did this shit again.
I will say, Xavier, I will say, the same way that you say things like that to Colin, it's almost like the same, even, I can say the same thing about how you spoke to me at that Waffle House. Do
but
you know
I
what I mean? Like,
I apologize, though.
I do mean that, but, like, we all, as a, like, us together, we do have to, in a way, treat each other how we want to be treated. Like,
and I do. I treat y'all like how I want to be treated. I treat y'all good all the time, so I don't know what you're talking about.
But I'm saying you had just did that after a
while. I'm not mad.
See, there go, right?
No,
look
like,
at it.
I'm not mad at all. These are your opinions, and I'm okay with that. I'm not upset. It's just sometimes I feel like it's like 50 people coming for my character except Ross, and it's like, I'm not mad or anything. It's just
like,
okay. It's just like,
you've heard this all before from, like, multiple people. Like, people have not, like, people have told you, like, am I lying? Like, have people not told you about, like, sometimes, like, the way that you talk to people, like, your tone, like, have people not told you that before?
So,
like, this is the first time you're hearing it?
No.
You get the bite in that cheek. It's over.
She do this.
Yes, she do.
So, all I'm gonna say is, y'all do shit too, and maybe because not every single one of y'all know, because all y'all know me and my business and what's going on, that y'all can sit here and talk about me, but it's just like,
I know I do shit.
I mean, nobody's perfect.
The thing is, like, I take accountability for when I really do, when I feel like I do stuff wrong. Like, I really felt like I did something wrong when
I
said
something.
But sometimes it'd be like, I don't even want to say this, but with like, I will say my one thing is my tone from which y'all say. It's my tone. But it's like, I don't want to be that person, but it's just kind of like,
Y'all know sometimes
my tone, like, y'all know I don't really mean that tone. If you like, why y'all take it so serious sometimes? Sometimes
you
have a tone, you have
like
a tone, and I still don't take it like.
Sometimes I think with you, it's just a little blurred. I mean, your tone's pretty consistent. I think the rest of our tones aren't that consistent. Like, if I have a tone with you, it's like, you know, it's a tone. Your tone is very like, you can be joking, you can be playing around, or you can be dead ass serious. Like, so it'd be like, no one just ever really.
There's no distinction.
Yeah, like, you just always kind of just have, like, that tone. Like, you
and I feel like, I apologize. Like, I don't apologize, but I'll be like, I don't apologize. But I'll like, send texts that signify, like.
Oh, you were, I made you so
like,
cool type of nigga.
No, hell no. No, it's like, I don't know how. I'll just be like.
No, I know she's like, because I do that same thing to her.
But I hate that shit. Like, I want, like, I hate that shit. Like, I want to talk about it.
Me on red. I'm like, okay.
I want the apology. And that's fine. And that's when I'd be like, I just will separate myself from you. And I just feel like.
When do you ever apologize?
Kali, you don't have to apologize to you because I just be like, we live together. I'm just saying, I'm just for you.
You
know,
though.
But I don't ever
say that. I can have messages
that
put right
next
to me apologizing to you.
I feel like it depends on, like, what happened and, like, where it happened. Because for me, like, if you disrespected me publicly, then I need an apology.
Yeah, publicly, yeah.
Like, don't come at me crazy and then come back later, like, on the low, like, hey, man.
No, for real.
Nah, because you was puffing your chest out. So I need you to puff your chest out.
That's
I need you to bring it back in.
But I never scream.
You know,
I never scream
but
you at
you. Know,
I never
though,
scream you
know
at
when
you
say
never,
certain things and the way that you say it to me, you know, like, you, like, literally, we live together. So you know when you say certain things to me, I'm just like, I'm already up. Like, what did you just say to me? And then I ask you, and you go, you do that face, you do that. What? Nobody even asked you to take her. And I'm like,
didn't do that. And that's the thing that, like, it hurts my insides right now. And it's, like, killing me now. Because sometimes it'd be like, I knew my intentions because I already was kind of irritated towards you. But, like, I was going to skip over it because I just
that's
felt
what
like,
I'm saying. No.
I was irritated prior. And then I was like, you know,
that's
it'll be
my
cool.
Point.
No. We was going to be cool. I was going to forget it. It was over. It was done at that point. Then someone's talking to me about something. I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take her home. He calmly said, I'm not taking nobody home. Calmly said, I'm not taking nobody home.
She said, I don't know who took her
home. I didn't say that. I turned, I was walking, I looked at him, and I was like, gently questioning him, like, did someone ask you to take home? Like, who asked you to take her home? And he's like, da-da-da, and da-da-da, and da-da-da. And it's just like, whoa, like,
and he said he was going to pop you?
Yeah, he said he was going to pop me. And then I hit him, because he had his finger on my
face. Yeah, he had his finger up, and then I think Xavier pushed him, he said, I'll pop
you. Yeah, he's like, I'll pop you. Like, in front of everyone.
I'll publicly apologize. I will say that I do apologize.
You see me for 4 days and I said nothing.
David, are you going to...
Y'all just said y'all wanted a public apology. Like, thank you for the world.
The thing is, like, I just feel like...
You want to see
no, I just think like no, when I... No, when I see that something I do wrong, and I... Like, Kaya, like, I was texting you, like, girl, what you mad for? Because once I really understood that, like, what you were mad about... I came to you and I really was like, dang, like,
but
I really
remember,
felt
it did take days.
Not so. Day. I kept, but I was texting because I was confused.
I know. But what I'm saying is, you didn't know, so you didn't text me off the rip. But low key, I don't know how you didn't know. But listen now. I mean, you say you want an apology and he's trying to give you one.
I'm not saying I don't
listen.
Want it. If you just let me finish, I want the apology. My thing is just that sometimes it'd be you. Like. What'd you say?
I mean, cause like, low-key, this is the first time you had just blatantly apologized. Usually, me and Dave have a conversation, I apologize, and then she'll be like, I apologize, but I feel like,
I do,
and then we'll always leave with like, we're just gonna agree to disagree, that it is what it is. Like,
I just feel like sometimes, like, y'all really don't. Maybe it's how I communicate it, but I feel like I really be, like when we were at Valley Bar the other day, like I was really trying to have a mature and have a better understanding of what you were talking about. And I feel like sometimes when I'm really trying to get to the bottom of something and I'm really coming from a good place, I feel like sometimes y'all see me as like not taking accountability, but like I'm really trying to get the understanding of like why you felt like that and what I said and what I did. And sometimes I feel like it's dragged.
Well, here's context. So we went to Valley Bar, and Xavier, like, sometimes when we'd be in the club, like, she'll, like, see people or whatever. She'll be like, is he cute or whatever? And I'll just be like, no. Like, either I'm mid-dance or I'm mid-looking around or whatever. She'll be like, is he cute? And I'll be like, sometimes I will be like, no, like, he ain't cute. Like, damn, I don't care.
No,
like,
It don't be that. Like, let's say about you. Who are you supposed to know? Anytime I make a joke, like, well, me and Kyla go out, for example, we'll be like, they go, like, we'll buy us a drink here or something like that. Or, like, we'll be joking, though. And it's like, we're supposed to, you know, and I was like, look at that old man. I was like, act cute, so he buys a drink. She's like, ew, now. I'll be like,
and I tell Zayvon
I'll
that
be like, it's a joke.
All the time. Like, there's never been a time where I've said yes to that.
So that's. That's all I'm saying.
But no,
so
like,
I questioned her and I said,
or not, bitch.
Literally, she wanted to be Miss Independent so goddamn bad. And so that's what. And that's fine.
I need more women like that.
Give me 1 minute at the bar. We have drinks. Like, well, hey, when you get to the bar, I'm gonna buy it. Girl, just hang around, give it a minute.
I asked her, I said, hey, just come to
and we can walk off with our drinks, like, and it was like, men like that, like,
with
I hate
no,
that sometimes where
no
you have to sit around and wait. Like, there was one time we was at Fat Tuesdays, like, a year ago, I was literally at the bar, man was at the bar, instantly bought me a drink, said have a good night, and walked away. Those are the type of encounters I want, not, No one's doing that. I'm not gonna start a conversation for a drink. I'm not gonna do that.
On the dance floor, she was kind of saying how she was kind of bored. She's like, we need to mingle. That's what you said when we were on the dance floor. She said that. She said, let's mingle. So then I was like making the joke,
you
like,
were saying mingle.
I never said mingle. You said mingle, then I was like, let's mingle. That's what I said. Don't.
I said, we were walking, like, it was like literally a group, you know, me and Xavier went along. It was like last
this
Friday night.
We saw that
big ass couch, like those two chairs. So there were two men right there, and I was walking by, and I said something like, oh, like, I would go sit over there by those men. He was like, why don't you do it now? And I was like, because I don't want to. This is what I'm talking about, Kaya. You don't ever want to mingle with nobody, and you do this every time we go out. And I was like, what are you talking about? I said, Xavier, literally, I literally said, Xavier, that night when I went out with Ross, I said, I literally met this old-ass 40-year-old man, and I literally went out the other night with him by myself. If I want to have a conversation with a man, I want to mingle with a man, I want to go out with a man, I can do that. Do I want to do it right now at this
moment?
But
this is where I say she's dragging. No one said you couldn't have a conversation with a man.
You always leave.
When we go to Pretty Please, Kyla and Dave have no problem standing in like a section with like 40 different women. They don't have a problem standing on top of that ledge. They don't mind it. I mind that. I don't want to stand on the ledge all night in my heels and just stand on the ledge in front of everyone. I also don't want to be this close to 20 bitches. Like,
that's cool.
But she was
in a section.
But also, she knows that when we go out, we'll be like, Kaya, we're going to Pretty Please. It's the same in this section.
Not every opportunity has been like that. We've been in the section.
And it'd be just us.
It was like dead in there. Like, and it started to get busy, and you were still like, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
And then you disappear, and then you leave.
That was that one time where it was busy, because there had been some times where we was in a nice ass section and I stayed the whole night. And Xavier knows how I am. She know I don't want to be in a hot ass section with 20 bitches pushing me, not saying excuse me.
She knew that before we went. I'll tell her
how many times does she leave? I just want to leave. I'm not buying it. It's not fine because you say it right now.
There's so many people here. I told you before we got here, there's gonna be a bunch of people. But well, there's too many people.
But
I told you before we got here.
And then you're
my sister. So when you leave and stuff, it makes me feel bad.
I'll literally tell David kind of like, oh, you know, I'm gonna leave, or I do like that. Oh, I'm going to the bathroom. I don't come back. But I don't be like.
She'll text me and be like,
I'll be intentionally fucking up their night. I will just be like, I'm out of here. But if I sit there and look like this all night and be like, then they complain about that. You didn't do anything on that. You just sat there. Well, I would rather go home.
Then why'd you come?
And because sometimes I do be wanting to be out, but when I sit in the section, it's just not that. I'd be like, okay.
But then when we go to Cobra, you'll make it a night. We go to Cobra, you'll do extra stuff. You'll go around, you'll talk, you'll dance. But I already told you, I enjoy a bar scene.
Bar scenes are easier. Bitches ain't looking at you crazy like, oh, you ain't got this, you ain't got that. Like, it's just a different kind of vibe. I can dance, I can be free. Like, I can just do certain shit. Where at Pretty, I feel like you always gotta be like.
Do you like bar scenes more because you like white men?
No, because there don't be white men like that at the bars. Because you got Xavier. I don't talk to no nigga at no bar.
You don't like people looking at you?
She don't like any, like, it's not a bad thing.
I just don't necessarily like the kind of company that, like, Pretty keeps personally. I think it's always hot as shit in there. I don't personally vibe with that. I feel like
there's nothing wrong with what you do. Like, if we was anywhere, not like I just wasn't working with it, I'd be like, yeah, I'm out, man. Like,
but like, we'll like, cool, but we can also like,
look at each other and just say that, like, yo, I'm not rocking with
you.
Literally.
Or she'll go, I'm going to get up. Like,
she'll be like,
for instance, like,
I'm going to the bathroom, you know, and then you'll text me, I'm in my car, I'm leaving.
But that's not a scene.
That is a scene, because you're my sister.
But if we're being honest,
you
can't tell us that she wants us to leave, and we're going to be like, or...
Because y'all would do exactly what you're going
to do. No, as girls, it makes you like, dang, like, she left, like, should we go with her? Like, it makes you worried about her.
That's why I left. That's why I left. If I wanted y'all to go with me, I would have said that. That's why I left.
Going through it.
That's valid.
Like, but you for, like, can't win or lose too, in that type of. But that's why I texted her. Like, I went home.
Yeah, I guess
like,
that
I'm not drunk. I know where my car is parked. I know where I'm going. Like, I'm not in, like, I don't feel like I'm not in no type of danger. Like, I'll text you when I get home. Like, you got my location.
Yeah.
I'm just not vibing with tonight, so I'm going to go home.
And that's cool. That's probably fine. When's the last time we argued?
Me and you.
Yesterday.
They argued?
But they don't ever. We've only ever gotten into it
like on the court.
On the court, like over basketball. And then, like, me and you are super different, I will say, definitely
we
now
are.
In this generation to where we actually can argue.
Yeah.
And then right after, we're like, all right, what are we about to go do?
Literally.
Like, because now, dudes, like, you argue on the court and you're like, oh, like, you don't like me. Like,
soft.
What?
Oh my God.
Soft like Charmin.
So soft.
Soft like tissue paper.
What do you mean they don't like you? They didn't say that?
Yeah, they'll be like, oh, like, I don't, like, oh,
we're.
He don't mess with me like that.
In high school.
He don't mess with me like that.
Yeah, he don't rock with me. And we had a lot of teammates that didn't think Lid liked them because, like, Lid on the court. Is just like
a different
quality.
Yeah.
He, but no, that's just
that's
him.
What I'm saying. It's just
like, that's just him in general. Like, he's gonna come across as rude. He's gonna say whatever he wants. Doesn't have a filter, and that's what I love about him. But like a lot of people, that don't sit right. So they don't like to be.
It was all really just to win, though. That's the thing. Like, I think you understood that though too.
But yeah, because I was trying to win.
Exactly.
Like
that's what I'm saying. Like everybody like really understands. Like
yeah. A lot of them are trying to be accountants.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be honest. Like, a lot of them, like, this was just like, like, you know, it's about to be done in 2 months.
Yeah,
like, let's build a real relationship. Like, no, I want to win. Like, I don't care really about you. Like, I just need you to do your job so that we can win this game so that I can feel good.
Simple. That's wild. But simple.
Like, if you don't hang out with them after, they like...
But that's the thing, though. Like, we was always hanging out. Like, I always, even in high school, I was always hanging out with my teammates. So, like, on the court, like, I can get why you would think I'm a dickhead, whatever. But, like, when you think off the court, you think about how, I don't know, the way that I was talked about.
Yeah, the way that she was talked about was
after
crazy.
High school, I was like, oh, my
the
God.
Way, yeah, the way he was talked about was crazy.
I would never say that about any of my teammates, ever.
And I was crazy.
Like, I don't even have crazy. A single team that I was
the amount of times that, like, I would get into it with other people, like, fighting over it. Like, yo, what? Like, y'all
crazy.
Really feel that way about Liv.
That's
like,
crazy.
Y'all need to grow up. Like, you guys are grown men.
I guess even my sister feel a little bit.
Oh, boy.
What
did you say?
I guess I just need to look in the mirror and I need to just...
I don't think you're
really that great.
I just think you're
need
not...
I need
just
to change
think you're
myself.
Not really, like... Y'all Aquarius, y'all not really,
I'm gonna
like,
change my zodiac sign.
Why is that a thing?
I'm gonna turn into
I hate to say it,
thing?
But y'all are so similar that
I'm gonna turn
I can't,
into a Gemini.
I can't not say
it. Is that a good one?
Why
is Gemini a good zodiac?
No.
That's just the one I thought about. Okay,
Gemini
what's a good one?
Not a good
Cancer,
one.
Everybody loves Ross. Oh, okay, I'm gonna do Cancer now.
Cancer,
not
no good
I'll be like Ross. What?
You didn't even
Pisces. Pisces.
I hate Pisces.
What's Pisces? That's like April Pisces. And March.
There's always something wrong.
I'm gonna be like
every
Ross.
Sign.
It's April. No.
Not you. Everybody loves you.
Y'all two are just like
everybody
not emotionless,
doesn't love me.
But y'all are emotionless.
Say,
like
a lot of people,
and it's all just like Amari.
A lot of people.
Tell me one person that doesn't like you. Girl.
Yeah,
just
like
y'all are just like impact.
Okay.
Is that what this is?
You know, if you know Ross, if you probably knew Ross on like that type of like love.
Everybody
love
that I
song,
know that knows him loves him.
I was just thinking, I was like, bro, I don't have. Me and him don't have no not one disagreement.
Ross is a friend. We don't know Ross as like. A lover, and that's why the women that he be messing with, you're dumb, and that's why the women that he be messing with be acting crazy. Cause I know how these Cancer men be.
Yeah.
I know exactly how they be.
I don't have a crazy.
They sell a dream.
No, I don't think I sell a dream either. I think that I.
No, they're very. No, they're very honest.
I think you're so
but it's how they
that
do
you're
it.
Confused with.
Yeah,
like,
I think that like. I have fun and then like I enjoy the moment. So it's like when I do hang out with you, or if I do take you on a date, like yeah, like, I'm not, my phone is going to be to the side. Like, I'm going to chop it up with you. Like, I'm going to make you feel heard. Like, yeah. But I feel like I do that with all my relationships, though. Like,
yeah, but
I didn't have,
but it's different.
But certain women haven't had that. I'm confused that.
No, I know a cancer man who I used to be able to pour my soul to. And then I would leave and be like, and he would just sit there and listen to me. And every time I would leave, I'd be like, I don't want the night to end. Because he just understood me. Dang. But now, knowing him, like, I, like, he's one of the worst people. I like, hate him. Like, he disgusts me. But, I wouldn't say my ex. But just someone I used to dealt with. I used to deal with. But, like, he... He used to make me, like, he didn't, not even in that way. Like, there would be, I used to go over his house all the time, and none of that ever happened. Like, we used to just talk to like 5 a.m, like just about our lives. And then a week would go by and I'd be like, so you're not gonna text nobody? Like, did we not just have a magical night? Like,
I did. Like, it was just a magical night.
Yeah, I know, but that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what these cancers
they're
do.
So weird. Like, when they're not, they're not.
It was just the night.
We did not have magical nights every night.
Ross is right.
He said
Ross, like, he was right when he was saying that he makes women feel hurt. Like, he'd be like, like, I get what you're talking about. Like, da 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 da. Ross is, you know, he be doing other stuff, though. Like,
What
are
you
doing?
He be eating the
Buddhist. Oh, God. No, but, like, no, what I'm saying is, like, my cancer man, we never did any of that. But Ross does that after. Like, I don't do that after. Yeah, Ross does that after. He's like, yeah, like,
okay,
like,
they get
close.
That's crazy.
Like, I never had that. Exactly. No, but Ross really do be listening, but then he be like,
Okay. I did not think that I'm like that.
No, cancers do. They're their words.
They but are, for sure. Like,
he's saying you don't relate to cancer, though, so y'all can't keep
like, I fuck with
no, I'm, no, call it, I'm telling
no,
you.
No, like, I really, especially after having a good-ass night, this nigga could be like, you talk to him, you're in his car, like, but, talk to him until, like, 4 a.m., and he'd be like, I really fuck with you. Like,
so clearly y'all draws coming out.
That night, me and Ross, I was high key like, damn, I don't want the night to end because it was so much fun with just me and Ross.
It wasn't awkward.
Like, I didn't feel like, nigga, go home. Like, it was almost like, then we going home. Let's get this party going.
I will say,
we ended up at.
But Ross wasn't like complaining.
And he's not judgy. He's not judgy. He's not like.
I mean, I don't know he said y'all. Right.
Yeah,
that's
time. Right.
That's what I just said. I ain't gonna lie, man.
Like,
everybody I know, loves Ross.
No, that's not true. Everybody that I know does not love me.
Who don't love you?
It's a lot of people that don't love me, girl. And a lot of people love me. Like, not even that. Dudes too, though. And a lot of people don't like me because people like me. So it's like
they judge. They said what?
I said a lot of people don't like me because people like me.
That's valid.
So it's like they're just they're just, just like, yeah, like, we don't, like, I don't rock with you. Yeah.
I would say that's what it was for me in high school. Like, after hearing, like, the shit that I was hearing, I was like, oh.
It's
that's how y'all felt. Yeah, that's bananas.
Like, they like that you could do that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I would have never, like,
they wish they could.
Like, whenever I see, like, the way that people treat you, like, my family specifically, I'm saying, like, they love you. Like, everybody in my family, when is, like, she asked me 50,000 times.
But, like, at this point, though, like, I'm really a part of y'all family.
No, that's what,
like,
I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying, though.
That's how they feel, too. Like, when is my brother
coming? Yeah, exactly. Like, every time, like, it's love. Like,
literally.
I talk to your dad, like,
literally.
Like, on a weekly basis.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why would I ever be envious of that? That's crazy.
No, for sure.
Yeah,
but it's like there's like no need because not like we fuck with Ross more than we fuck with you, so it's like
no, I'm
like,
not even saying in a comparison. Like, no, I get
there
that.
There would just
too.
Be like I'm no reason, like you said, there's no reason to ever feel like jealous of Ross
because we just not really. I feel like I don't ever look at no man.
But girls, they make everything like a competition or like weird.
Yeah, but in like
that's why I really fuck with Kyla because I feel like me and Kyla never like we just get each other like we never like and even when we have arguments. I feel like we know that, like, we're not gonna, like, find no one
in the friendship. End the friendship? We're not gonna end the friendship.
Yeah, and also I think because we know that we're not gonna find no one like each other, so it'd just be like,
Well, facts. I feel like we're getting
to that. I'm forever indebted.
No, I told Xavier, like, when your girl was going through, I told you, I said, ain't shit out here. It's like a relationship. Ain't no friend, ain't no good friends out here. Keep your friend while you got
them. I mean, like,
I got the same friends I had in high school.
The pool of friends is real small. Yeah.
Like, now, I feel like we're approaching that age, though, to where it's like, you don't really need any new friends.
No, you have your people, and you have your circle. You should still mingle and develop your real friends. You could already meet some cool people
just on the humbug. Like, you didn't, like, but, like, that's why, like, I will say, like, this past weekend was probably, like, one of the best times I've ever had in my life. Because I was, like, able to, like, bring two worlds together. Because, like, I really love JB. Like,
he was cool.
Like, that's my dog. Like, he been that since high school. Like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's family. So to be able to bring him and Lyd together and, like,
we do that with a
vibes
girl.
Are
like,
good.
Yeah, like, and we just all, like, and we just all click. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
we all leaked before.
Yeah, exactly. It was cool. Yeah, it wasn't like y'all wasn't cool, but I'm just saying, like, to like share really, real time, to really be in somebody's space and really kick it. That was so dope. And I just kept saying it though. Like, I was like, I really love y'all.
Yeah.
And like, I am like, I will say I do get emotional,
but also,
like, in
Ross
that type
of
sense.
It's okay to be like vulnerable and like actually say like what's on his mind, his feelings. So he'd be like, I really love y'all.
I don't think
he
let that one.
Like, the other night when he said he
told
me David, I really love y'all, and then he woke up next morning and was like, Kaya, why didn't you say you loved me last night? I said,
because she did it.
No, Ross did. He told me, David, he said, I love you guys, and Jamin was like, man, shut up with that gay song. I love you too.
That sounds like.
And I didn't say it. Ross woke up more. He said, why didn't you tell me you loved me last night?
That's hurtful. It hurts. Every time I see you, I never leave off the phone. I can't be loving you. I've seen Lovey Dovey when y'all drunk.
Yeah.
Because you remember you sent me that comment. She was like, I just thought if you died, I would kill myself. And then you the other night, you was like, I love you, sis. I really love you.
Well, that was really because you were mad. That was really because you were mad. I just have to let you know, like, I did love you.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just like, I don't know. I just ain't never really had, like, a problem with that. Like,
I don't either. If I feel, I only with
you should tell me.
Don't do that.
If I
no,
feel like,
whenever I get on the phone with my mama or anybody, I'm telling them
if I feel like that strongly about you, like, I have to let you know that that's how I'm rocking with you. Like, Lyd knows, like, every time we're on the phone, I'm never going to leave off the phone without saying I love you. Even if it's like, I'm busy, like, yo, like, I got to call you back. I'm working out. Like, all right, love you.
Yeah, like, well, like, I'll say if someone says,
and also as a man, Ross, you're very like you two, all two, like your full friend group. Y'all are very like so in tune with yourselves that y'all don't be like, y'all don't actively start to seem like gay or less manly. If that makes sense, like, y'all are really so confident in yourselves that y'all don't.
Yeah, I just don't care. I've reached a point where I really don't care what people think about me. Like, I really don't.
Yeah, we literally
I'm really unbothered.
We'll meet random people and still be exactly who we are.
Yeah, like, even, like, because even the other night, like, when there was other girls in here and, like, something that happened or I kept saying it, like, man, I really love y'all. They'd be like, oh, that's sassy. And I'd be like, and?
Yeah, they have
like,
sex.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like,
well,
you do
have
some sassy.
I guess
he was
working. I did.
And what's so funny is, as a girl, I don't get the ick from you.
No, it's definitely, as a girl, I didn't give me an ick.
Usually, though, if it was, I mean, it was because I know you.
Yeah.
If it was a guy new, high key, I'd be like,
I give nobody a nick though.
I was about to say, nobody really.
You don't know that.
And like, for niggas, like, that love shit and just like never fighting, I feel like. It's because girls, we don't have any fucking friend groups. You guys have a whole friend group that you can, maybe not fucking with this person, I guess, but the one you can go talk to this person, and y'all, or y'all can all talk it out as a group.
That's
like
a
when
good
you, when you,
that is a fact. That is a fact. Because
you and JG is just people.
Yeah, I got JG, I got Noah, I got Tommy, I got Kyrie.
Like you can tell a whole group of people. Like if me and Z fight, it's like she's gonna go tell Kaya, and then I'm gonna either not tell anybody or I'm gonna tell Mara, and then it's like we can never come to resolution immediately because it's not like a group thing. It's like well, this gonna tell Kaya a different story. I'm gonna tell Amara a different story. So it's like
when I was in a group, what's it called?
We also just kind of get over stuff.
Like, we just drop.
We understand like whatever, and just like literally.
We can
like,
y'all probably call it a group chat. You know what I mean? Like Amara
does
the same thing. Like
literally,
we can't do that.
We will do that.
We just won't talk.
We will.
When
we
I was
will
also
do chat
girls,
it out.
Even
we will,
if we had a group like that, it would be like, oh, you was over there talking to her about it. I feel like girls are way different.
When I was in a group with Olivia, it was me and Olivia and Dollar. We were friends. we had a lot of like cuss out moments, like, and I and with them because they were like people that I really fucked with, and I didn't want to fuck a relationship. I remember one time I called Olivia lying, and I was like, and like, I was gonna fight her in her room, and I was like, because I was like, why are you lying to me? Like, she had told me that Valerie's roommate was like, they were talking shit about me. That they was like, Kaya, bitch, you shouldn't be friends with her. But it also was because Olivia was like. Like, oh, Kaya treats me so bad and doing all that. So I asked her, and I said, well, why is Valerie saying that X, like, was calling me, you know, a bitch? And, like, did you say anything? Oh, I don't remember him saying that. Valerie on the phone telling me that she was there.
Like, just...
So she keep lying to me, and I'm like, and it took, I had to get it from her face, and I was like, tell me right now, like, was he calling me a bitch and you was there? Yes. Why the... Is you lying? Like, and I look at things karma from all the lying I was doing.
Exactly.
But I was like, why are you lying? So then it came to a point where I was like, okay, like, I'm mad at you, but like, I wish you would just come to me and tell me if you feel the type of way about me. Like, I would rather you say that. But we had like hella comments like that. Like, I was cussing Valerie out at Chiba at one time. Like, I was like, bitch, who the fuck you think you is? She was like,
that's
and I was
crazy.
Like,
I don't talk to my
man
like that.
No. There's context behind that, because when you do like certain sneaky shit, then yes, you gonna get cussed out for that.
Like, yeah, we're not
friends anymore. We're not friends
anymore.
We're not. Yeah, I was like, we're not friends anymore, and because of stuff like that, like
my friends have been my friends. Like, I don't have anybody that's like truly my friend where I'm like, yeah, we not even cool no more.
Bro, what?
But honestly, like, when we piss each other off, we just be people, like, we just both know in our heads right then and there, like, I ain't just talking to this bitch right now. Like, Puerto Rico. I asked her one, I said, are we gonna get the Uber or not? I don't know if we can get the Uber. I just been silent, because I'm just like, she mad, I'm mad. Once we get to this club, we're just gonna elaborate. Like, nothing.
Y'all two out of the countries.
I'm not gonna elaborate.
Well, you.
Yeah, I was
you gonna, out
I'm
of the
not
country.
Gonna elaborate because it's you, Z.
It wasn't me.
You out of the country.
It wasn't me. I asked you a simple question. I said, we can call the Uber or we can walk. You said, sometimes, no, but sometimes y'all had already irritated with certain things, and that one person would say something.
You.
No, that any person would say a little thing. Because I'll be on trips with Kyla, and she'll be annoyed by who we go with. She's like, why did Kyla just da-da-da-da-da-da-da? And I'll be like,
well, y'all Kyla. Do. Well, yeah.
But, like, my thing is, like, in Puerto Rico, I don't want to say it was just strictly Z. Like, we both had our moments. Like, it wasn't just a one-sided thing. But in Paris, baby, that was you.
Y'all just, like, how not, was Japan? I'm not saying
we didn't even argue. When did we argue?
I'm not saying that y'all make...
We didn't really argue.
Yeah. Other people?
You just kept getting, like...
I get easily bothered.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying that you make it about you, but, like you'll do that little storm off. Yeah. So, like, what are you storming?
You
like,
have a quick choice.
What are you storming off
mouth,
for?
I won't, like, if I... Because if I open my mouth, it just be like, I'm going to say some shit I know I'm going to regret.
And, like...
But it's just, the way like, you say. You say you're hungry. And you're like...
And it's 50 niggas just standing around. It's not like I'm mouth open. I'm always finding the restaurants. I'm always picking the place. They can never just take the time to look at their phone and find a place.
But
I'm starving.
We'll go to Joe Schmo.
Like, but sometimes it's like, can we go with the flow? Like,
oh,
just
baby,
talk
that's what I'm saying.
She
has to have all that. Like, we'll just go to Joe Schmo right
and
here on the corner and figure it out. We don't need the 5-star restaurant to go eat at every time we go eat.
Truffle oil.
We just fell across
butter,
that breakfast spot. We just walking and seeing that spot. I was like, oh, let's check it out. And it was bomb. So it's just like, that's what you're supposed to do in those countries anyway. You're not supposed to look up everything. Like, you're supposed to just be able to walk around and see this and be like, oh, yeah, I'm about to go turn that up. And it's bomb. They be having trash stuff.
It's not always.
It's not always. We went to that pizza place that we went to. Was,
I didn't walk into a few places.
They love talking about foreign, or what's the pizza guy? Or no. Everybody at Menlo was swearing that the pizza in French is different. That shit. Trash.
The pizza in French?
In France. Yeah, trash. It was trash.
I'm going to say it's trash. I think every time we go to the country, the food's just not as good.
It's not what we do.
It don't have all the flavor and chemical shit that's in our shit.
Yeah. They eat so clean over
there. Yeah, like, it never really... I haven't, like, really been nowhere out the country that had, like, hella flavor like that chicken place. Like, nothing in, like, a
but it
place
tastes
like
good
chicken place sandwich.
What's it?
Everything.
You eat healthy shit all the time.
That one place that we went to wasn't good at y'all.
That was fire. We have fries.
Which one?
The
one that they were hating on so bad.
That was
elegant.
I kid you not, and this is no hating. That was the second worst thing I ever had.
They was hating before we even walked in. That's the reason why I don't care. Because where are we going? They gotta find a place.
Steak and fries.
Steak and fritz. Steak and fritz.
I got food poisoning from Menlo.
Bro, all those
steak and fritz, literally.
But it was just like, what did y'all have?
Truffle ricotta.
We had the risotto. Right?
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It was like a nice fancy restaurant. Yeah. So you would think that the steak is
top tier.
It wasn't a five star, but it was nicely decorated. Yeah. It was definitely fancy.
It was a nicely decorated place. Yeah. I don't think it was it was no match.
That shit looked like linguinis from
Shut up. Because we're in France.
Everything was.
We should have known like that
it was empty in that moment. That
was upstairs, though. Downstairs was packed.
Yeah.
Oh, that might have been. I don't know. But that's the thing. We're going upstairs to go eat and shit.
Yeah.
We're at the Eiffel Tower. We hit McDonald's.
And
you love McDonald's.
I do, but I go there once. Okay, but I do that. I make a point to go to every McDonald's everywhere I go. So I do that once. But other than that, y'all just going to eat at some mom and pa shop, and that's fine. But it's like every once in a while.
Sometimes we eat at the same spot. That's what I'm saying.
But
literally,
every time they just want to get out, they just want to walk out the hotel and be like, "Ooh, there's a spot. Let's just go right there." Like,
why would you not do that?
Sometimes you plan.
We didn't do that every time.
Like Japan, there was places we wanted to like plan to go to because of the experience.
Y'all planned to go to that place. Did y'all not?
What place?
No, that, well, we didn't. That's why y'all were hating before we even got there. I went to the bathroom there.
No, we literally looked it up on the bathroom like, let's just go here. Or we were looking for some bullshit we couldn't find it. We were like, let's just go here.
Yeah. I don't know how it is in Japan. I think we kept asking, like, do they have rooms? In Europe, though, like, they take dinner, like, is, like, a big thing. Like, you gotta go, you gotta sit, and you're gonna be there for, like, 2-3 hours.
Yeah.
We don't do that in the States.
No.
When I wanna go to dinner, I'm gonna just go, yeah. Every meal that they have, it's always, like, a real thing.
That little corner bakery we went to, it's gas.
Y'all love that place.
Gas. I'm talking about the place we all went to.
That one morning?
Yeah.
Oh, like, that place
before we left, that's where we're on the train, huh?
That was gas.
Yeah, that was good. That was fire.
No, I'm talking about when we were sitting down.
Yeah.
We would take pictures.
Not the croissants. Yeah, okay, nice. That place was pretty good.
I think I had like avocado toast. Yes.
I think I had like a burger.
Avocado toast. You've been killing some avocados lately.
Tearing them up.
Yumming them up.
Tearing them up. I think I had like 3 out of 4 or 5.
Yeah. I know you, because I only had 2.
Yeah.
And I really had 1.5 because I brought the last one out today and you said, we're going to have to split that.
Sorry, fucker.
Can I ask a question? Listen,